This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live out here in Flowery Branch at Atlanta Falcons training camp. It's Mike, Allie, and Bo. The morning shift hanging out. Please be welcomed by Arnold Ebiketie. I don't even know how to introduce you guys anymore. You play edge, you play defensive end, outside linebacker. What do you say that you play?
I'm just a football player.
There you You don't have any categories for it, huh? You just throw it out there in a position. Obviously, right now, kind of in, I don't know, I don't want to call them dog days. You might call them dog days, some other people, but obviously some rain today. How are you feeling so far throughout training camp? What do you feel like the process has been like so far?
Feel good. I like where the process is at. I like where we at as a defense, just trying to continue to get better out there every day. So that's just the main focus.
What do you think that you worked on throughout the offseason? Like, what would you say in particular? Is there a hand movement, foot speed, burst off the ball? What we got going on?
I think for me, the biggest thing was more so adding more arsenal to my pass rush game and like just using a different move. I think that was some of the things that I tried to add to my game. So lately, it's been working so far. So just try to get better every day, kind of.
So Mike asked you about the work in the off season. I want to know about the fun stuff in the off season. What'd you do with your time off?
Travel, you know. Where did I go this offseason? I went to the Bahamas. I went to Puerto Rico. And other than that, I was just traveling within the U.S. So I like to be by the water. So anytime.
Very nice.
Arnold, it's another new defense for you. I think it's your third defense into three. You've been in the fourth defense in, 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And you've become a pretty consistent player from what they've been asking you to do. Is there anything changed? I know you were pretty aggressive and pretty fast off the ball on Friday night.
I feel like that's the biggest thing about this defense, just getting off the ball and playing fast, which I like very much. I feel like kind of fit my skill set. So I'm excited to see what it looks like throughout this year and just continue to play fast.
All right, now there's certain publications that have your Penn State guys ranked number one this year. Are you excited at all about seeing Penn State try to make it back to the playoff and make the college football final?
Then us Penn State this year, we feel like is the natty of nothing. So we're going all out.
All right, now I got to ask you. You got some young guys in here, and I know that they, you're kind of an older head. Now, you said fourth year.
Yeah.
Are these guys coming to you? Is AK giving them anything?
Anytime you can help. I'm the type of guy, pretty much lead by example, but anytime you can help and give them some nuggets that being a young guy in the league, you pretty much don't see right away, so I try my best to do so.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit more. He talked about your fourth defensive coordinator in 4 years. Y'all are minus a couple older players. A couple years ago, we talked to Calais, Grady, obviously last year, Eddie Goldman, guys that have been in and out. I mean, who do you think it is that's kind of taking the reins defensively this year and really stepped up to be the vocal leader?
Talk about D-line specifically, or the whole D-line.
I don't want to put anything in your mind. I mean, obviously, David Onyemata's been around a little bit.
Oh, sure, David. I said David, kind of.
Yeah. I was like, man, I feel like this is a slam dunk. I don't want to put anything in your brain.
I definitely said, I mean, he more with the inside the lineman, but I would say whenever we get together as a whole, David, I would say you're definitely one of the big vet out there, one of the vocal leaders.
Well, let me piggyback off that as well. Leonard Floyd, obviously, in the mix. You can see out here him kind of chopping it up with Raheem Morris, him being more vocal. What is that relationship like, and what do you think he's brought to some of these meeting rooms?
Oh, yeah, Flo, I mean, that's one of the guys we locked in right away from day one. And he's been in the league for a long time, and he played with a lot of good players. So just picking some of the nuggets and some of the knowledge that he has, that he has seen throughout the leagues so far. So anytime I can do that, it helps my game as well.
We are joined by Arnold Ebikadi on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Since it is training camp, you're rooming with people. Who are you rooming with?
Zach Harrison, D'Angelo Malone, and Flo.
So what is the vibe in your rooming situation? Did you bring a console? Who's controlling the aux? What's going on in there?
Well, wherever I go, I got my PS5 with me. So sideways. Even if I'm going home for a couple of hours, I bring it with me. So, and for the most time, like, I talk a lot with Zach Harrison. I mean, just talk a lot of in there. So probably after camp, a couple of hours to talk with him, then play the game for like an hour, then pretty much lay down. So.
That's Arnold Ebikadi, football player for the Atlanta Falcons, live out here in Flower Branch.
Appreciate Arnold Ebikadi stopping by yesterday. I do want to get your thoughts on him in a moment in the conversation we had with him. But if you're watching a Falcons game this season, you're like, man, I got to talk to someone about this. I have thoughts. We are here for that. Listen and call in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. After each Falcons game, we have the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in, react after every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover, immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, is there anything from our conversation with Arnold Ebikadi that stood out to you two?
I feel like he might have a little edge to him this year, which I like. I think he's been a pretty consistent player. You know, he's the last 2 years, he's had six sacks. His first year was kind of a growing year, and now he's coming into year four as a second-round pick that is probably, I would say, is kind of, you pencil him in as a starter, across from Flo, as he calls him, Leonard Floyd. And, you know, it that could really work out well for him, because the one thing I'll give, you know, the one thing he's never really had is, to me, a guy that's across from him that is active and that's going to draw attention over there. Judon, you thought would do that, but never really, just came to fruition. And he clearly taught, I think you even mentioned there that he kind of worked on that, his off-the-ball speed this offseason, so... You could see it Friday night, Mike.
Yeah, and that's one of my biggest takeaways too. Is there did feel like, he's coming off the field. He's got his smoothie. There did seem to feel like there was a little bit of an edge to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he's usually this kind of goofy, kind of lovable dude. And that just has not been the attitude I've seen from Arnold Ebikadi throughout training camp, really. And obviously in that conversation yesterday, it's very businesslike, and. I'm sure that some of that has to do with the fact that he is locked into a hierarchy right there at the edge position. And, it's kind of show out time for him. He needs to have a really good training camp and, kind of keep his spot in terms of that. But, like Bo said, don't forget, this is a guy who has spent a lot of time getting the quarterback the last few years. Has he gotten a double-digit sacks? No. But is he capable of that? Absolutely. And I think it's going to be a big year for him here in this contract year.
Yeah, there probably was a lot going on in his mind right now. Now, I am seeing people starting to line up for the joint practice today with the Titans. Okay, am I just off, or are we seeing a lack of people in the gym right now? Is the schedule a little bit different today, or
do they
come in later?
It is a little bit later today, so I would imagine that's probably a little bit of it, Mike, mm-hmm. but I don't know. How did you treat these?
I was going to say, that was a shuttle bus that just drove by. I remember now that the schools across the way are in session, it's a little bit different than it was here, two weekends ago, because you are shuttling people in from these, satellite parking lots and things like that. So I think that has something to do with it. But I have no doubt that in the end, this is going to be a loaded practice. I think people are probably weary of the weather a little bit, but you know, people showed up the last couple of days that it's been raining. So I think this will be a pretty good crowd today.
Well, as far as the Falcons schedule, though, the players themselves, what would the schedule be like for them on a joint practice day, Mike?
Very similar. You're probably dealing with a little more extended time. Maybe there's a lack of access to certain things you normally have. I mean, maybe the Titans are like, hey, we would love to have the weight room at a specific time. Can you guys get out of the weight room? Because you're not going to cross over in facilities, just out on the field.
Right.
So there might be limitations like that. But for the Falcons hosting, it's very similar to what it's always been. You know, you have your meeting rooms and things like that. I'm sure wherever the Titans are staying, they've got some things set up to be able to do. And maybe they're using the indoor as their locker room today. I would probably think that's the way they'll go about it. But other than that, not too much different, man. Just travel for the Titans and making sure you accommodate everybody that needs use of facilities.
Do you think there is anything that we'll be seeing in joint practices today that we haven't been seeing? Obviously, it's two different teams, but we haven't seen the Falcons working on previously.
And this is just coming from an offensive line perspective. I would be curious to see if you'll see any half-line drills today. And I mean in pass protection and in the run game. And what that means is you're utilizing two centers and you're completely splitting formations. Usually you work off of a hash mark, maybe between the numbers and hashes, and you kind of run, you know, a left side run and play with the left side of the offensive line and vice versa. And then you can also do that in pass protection where you'll see twist stunts. You'll see 2v2s. A guard and a tackle will take on a twist game, or maybe they won't twist. You know, that's something defensive linemen like to do. They like to make you think one thing and go a different direction. But we'll probably see more of that. We'll probably see more group work than we've seen in the past couple weeks. We barely saw any group work at all yesterday. So we'll see what happens.
I'm going to tell you something. I want to see Simmons and Sweat against Neusel and Bergeron and Lindstrom.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. Arden Key and, Jihad Ward, going against some of our tackles. You know, that the kind of
What's
stuff.
What's our guy's name who was the UCLA rookie that we thought would be in play for us in the second round before we traded it for James Pierce? I'm drawing a blank on his name. Femi.
Oladejo?
Yes. I think they're pretty high on him. So I think that'll be a good kind of battle for him. And I was reading also on this today, Tavondre Sweat, the defense tackle you just mentioned. How about he got his tonsils taken out? They're wondering if he'll be at practice today.
Oh.
Did you have yours taken out?
What a rant. Yeah, but when I was like 8.
What about you?
You know what I mean?
No, I still have my tonsils.
I do
there.
Too. I'm
dude. Yeah. I still snore. I've had the septoplasty. I've had the whole bit, man.
All of it.
So I've had all of it, and that's still. But yeah, man, I was like, man, what a time to get your tonsils taken out.
Is he eating ice cream?
I don't know.
Is that a thing as an adult?
Do you remember this name, Timmy Horn?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Falcons legend.
He's. If Sweat's not here, you'll see you might see a
Timmy Horn.
A good dose of Timmy Horn.
Yeah,
it'll be Joe Gaziano as well.
There's a lot of Allie, to go back to your question, what we'll see today, I'm looking really forward to seeing like Calvin Ridley versus AJ Terrell. And the thing is, like, where you see these days that like people are having vet days, and like this, you know, this guy's gonna take this rep off, or maybe Jesse's gonna step out and let some of the. Nah, man. We're full tilt boogie today. Everybody's going to be dressed up, and you're going to be treating it like game situations.
How about Drake and L'Jarius Sneed going at it?
Well, there's going to be a couple.
Sign me up. Dude, I'm telling you. See, that's when I start looking at my chart, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that dude. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm in. I'm here.
Well,
I'm here for it.
The countdown is on for this joint practice day. People are lining up. We're getting excited out here. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Coming up, we're going to give you an update on Maurice Norris, Matt Stafford, when we go in the huddle. That is next with the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. We might as well move in at this point because we have been here every day.
I'm sure they've got a couple extra bunks back there behind the field. We could probably, you know, talk to somebody.
That would be nice. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the studio. Gordon is out here with us. We could definitely work out because nobody is in that gym right now. So
yes.
We could get some rest in.
Yes.
Do you think they're just saving their
it's
energy for later?
It's funny that you call
later?
It a gym. It is a gym.
It's a gym. What yeah. What do you call it?
A weight room.
Okay, the weight
That's
room.
It's a weight room.
What's the gym?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're saving that energy. They've been out there. They've been in there every single morning
called,
we've shown up.
You called me a meathead yesterday.
What?
That's the most meathead thing. It's not a gym. It's a weight room.
No, I didn't even say she was wrong. Just interesting that she referred to it that way.
You call it a gym. I call it a weight room.
Well, we are going to go in the huddle in a moment, but it would be such a disservice to the listeners if we didn't hype up Top 5 Tuesday coming up at 7:40 because Bo's in charge today, and he won't tell us.
I'm in charge.
I'm nervous.
Top 5 Tuesday.
I went through quite a few things that I wanted to do, but in honor of one of my favorite adult animated shows coming back, I'm doing the Top 5 Adult Animation Shows that I think are out there.
Wow.
This is really hard because there's a couple that I watched as kids, but I think are, now that I'm older, are probably a little bit more adult-y.
Yeah.
And there's one or two that should only be watched by adults. I do have a honorable mention list. And my name, my nickname, Squidbilly, came from an adult animation show, which is only an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Mainly because it's, I'll go and give you that one, it's only an honorable mention just because, you know, my name's in there. So, it's going to be an interesting one. I'm sure some people will come for me with a couple of them.
I've got thoughts. I don't want to ruin anything.
I'm sure you
already.
Do. I would think less of you if you didn't have thoughts. So I'm glad that you have thoughts. Hopefully you guys have opinions, and hopefully they're different than mine.
Well, I'm trying to think of all the adult animated shows I know of, and there are not many.
Nah, there's more than you think.
Probably.
Because what Google considers it and what maybe, like, again – a couple on my list that I watched as a kid, and I'm like, yeah, now that I think about it, those are not – and now I know why my parents didn't want me watching them. But before we get to that, before we get into the huddle, I will tell you that it's that time of the year for cuts, and Sports Radio 99 The Game is giving you a chance to cut down your yard in style. August 27th at 4 p.m., when the cut deadline hits for the NFL, or pro football, I should say, we will give one lucky listener a chance to win a Rolex Real More. It's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com. That is a Rolex Real More. I want one. I'm going to go, I think Andy Bunker probably has one. I think I'm going to go steal his because I want one really bad. I've been wanting a Real More in my yard for a while. I want to take it and make it a putting green. It's kind of flat. I need to top dress it, but I could get there really easily, put a pin in, putting cup, boom, let's go.
Very nice. Well, I want one too. So anyway, let's go in the huddle, Dylan. Well, after a scary end to the Falcons-Lions game on Friday night, it is good to get an update on Maurice Norris. He is doing better and is in concussion protocol. Did you guys see this update yesterday?
I've been trying to keep track of it throughout, honestly. Obviously, you know, such a scary situation. We touched on it yesterday, and it seems like all good vibes and good news for the most part coming out of there. I'll be curious what the next step is for him, but any good news that comes out of that situation Friday is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. It was so – I'm telling you, that was really scary, dude. That was I was talking to my buddy Joe last night. They live up here, and he was like, dude, walk me through that. And I was like, oh, it was scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Another injury to talk about, Matthew Stafford did not return to practice despite his expected return. What's going on there?
I don't know. If I'm a Rams fan, I'd be a little worried.
Yeah.
Because it's his back, right? I've read about it. I heard he threw, what was it, Saturday? I think he threw, like they said, something like 60 passes. And, oh, yeah, he'll be back at practice Monday. Then he's not there.
Yeah.
I don't – did there – you know, sometimes, Allie, and I know Mike can attest to this, you'll do something – oh, great. Great. Yeah. And then the day after the day, you're like, holy, like, what is wrong with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
maybe that's what happened, and that would work. Yeah. Stafford's not a young buck anymore.
It's crazy at NFL medicine these days, and that's exactly what Sean McVay said. He said he didn't feel good enough. Reportedly threw 68 passes in that workout on Saturday, and then afterwards – I just can't help but laugh at this point because he's 37. Afterwards, was seen entering a restorative and rejuvenation mobile vehicle parked near the facility. I'm like, is there anything more 2025 than that? Like some kind of mobile cryo chamber or, you know, I don't know. There's something else going on out in that van. It's just crazy. But hopefully he gets back to feeling 100% soon. And look, guy's been around a lot of football. He's thrown a lot of passes. I don't think that Sean McVay's terribly worried about where he's at mentally. It's just about going out there and doing it physically, and it's something he's dealt with over the course of his career.
Well, that's it. Yeah, the mental is not the problem. The understanding of the offense is not the problem. There's the timing, and there's just the physical. Can he actually do the job? And what happens when he takes a hit? I mean, eventually he's going to get a hit where he's laid on his back, and or, you know, maybe a blindside hit. Those seem to be more – you don't see those as bad as they used to be. I think probably because of the roughing calls they get against him. But he's going to take a hit at some point, and can he get up from it? Like, can he keep playing after it?
Yeah. Well,
injuries continue. Miami Dolphins running back Alexander Mattison had a season-ending neck injury.
It's terrifying. And this is a guy who was at the Vikings a couple years ago. Obviously a quality player. I don't know the severity or the exact injury when it comes to the neck surgery, but I've had teammates – running backs that have had neck fusion surgeries and things like that, it's terrifying and can be, you know, somewhat debilitating when it comes to your career. So hopefully he's able to bounce back and get things done. Anytime you talk about the neck, though, in the NFL, especially at a position like that, that's scary. You got to make sure you got everything kind of in line.
And they did it in Tennessee, right? I don't think he left the state. And that's what worries me because of the urgency of it. But Mike's right. When I hear neck injuries in the NFL, I'm like, ooh, yeah. that's not good. That is not, I mean, it's scary because this is now a career thing. It's not a season or, you know, next year will be bad. This is a career thought.
Yeah, absolutely not something to mess around with. So it looks like Eagles pro guard Landon Dickerson has a meniscus injury in his right knee. Reports are that he's getting additional opinions to determine what his next step is going to be and to find out how long he might be sidelined.
Yeah, the knowledge I have of the meniscus is sometimes they can heal on their own if it's not a full, and then sometimes you need it. But either way, it's something that if it was a full, even a full tear or with surgery, I think he could be back in like a month or so.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Breaking news, I'm not a doctor, neither are you, even though you were just telling that intern you spent 7 years in college. That was funny.
Six and three quarters, but I church it up.
Yeah. So you were talking about being Dr. Bo, but we're not doctors. But here's what I will say. Anytime it comes to the meniscus, I've always heard 4 to 6 weeks. That kind of goes towards your diagnosis. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, diagnosed, Dr. Squid. No, it always – meniscus is obviously not great. But look, man, this is a guy who, I mentioned it yesterday, has an ACL tear in his history. And you hope that wasn't the case. And it doesn't sound like it is. And it sounds like he will be able to suit up for Philly. So Dylan will be happy about that.
Well, there's another injury, though, for the Eagles. So Dylan's not happy about this. Kenyon Green is likely out for the rest of preseason with a shoulder injury.
Yeah. He's been a disappointment, so to speak, of what he's done. Not quite what he was expected to be coming out. But I was telling y'all in the break, and Dylan, correct me because I know you keep up with Philly way more than I do, being a big fan, but they seemingly lose a guard every year and then replace him with someone that can fill in and do the job. And this is what I try – and Mike, I want you to speak on this because this is what I try to tell people all the time when they complain about anybody on our line when you have some good players. You know, not every guy is going to be an all-pro on the offensive line, right? But when you surround them with, you know – the Jordan Mailatas of the world and Lane Johnsons and Landon Dickersons, you can have a guy that plugs in. Like, what was our guy last year that played? He moved Mekhi Becton, right?
Yeah,
moves from tackle.
I was going to say Cam Jurgens, the center that took over after Jason Kelce. But
I think Cam Jurgens might be better than we realize.
I don't think there's any doubt. And look, man, he was given time to kind of redshirt a little bit. So,
but Becton changed positions at one that he was not doing well at, Mike, and then filled in admirably, I would say. Can I say the word? I don't know. But, you know, he did a decent job for what he was asked to do, and he's played out of position. And I don't know if I would have given him big money based on last season just because of what was around him.
Have you noticed that Allie stopped taking timestamp notes with a pencil? She just started typing them on her laptop.
Yeah.
Like she's going to go do the replay.
Well, she better.
She's just, like, typing it down going, yeah, okay.
She better.
734.
She better ding herself earlier when she mispronounced
she
characteristically.
She did get one.
What did I say?
She did
characteristic.
Characteristically?
You said characteristically.
Yeah, even on, yeah, I don't know what
even
I was
on
saying.
Your redo, you said characteristically.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, I looked at Mike and I was like, I'm not going to go at her because I get defensive when y'all go at me. But I was like, I just hope that makes the replay.
No, if I can find it, I will put it in there. I have no shame. It is perfectly fine.
Dylan, make sure you snag that for Allie. I think it was like 640 something.
Also called her Taylor Shifty, I believe.
Yes.
Because of our group chat is Shifties. So
Shifties.
Anyway, coming up, we got to go
because
we have remarkable radio on the way with Top 5 Tuesday. Bo is in charge. Good Lord, help us all. That is coming up next. Also, ESPN and Fox have reached an agreement that we need to break down. That is next. Live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's back at the studio. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dylan is saving our butts with the mics today because these off-air conversations, the argument that was about to happen between the two of you.
We're about to, yeah.
Almost
we'll
made
it
on air.
The end of the show.
Dylan's laughing as he's telling me we're going live. So what is
we'll
up
do
for
it
debate
live.
Right now? What is
it
up for
was
debate?
Very, it could have been a very simple conversation. And as you know, there's no conversation with Bo. He's like talking to Abe.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
No conversation can be that simple.
Now you do want to fight, don't you?
I said, who is the best player in Titans history? Well, you got to include the Oilers. I was like, no, I don't have to include
the Oilers. But their history includes the Oilers.
I don't care. I said in Titans history, not in franchise history. I said in Titans history. And you still went back to Warren Moon. And I was like, I'm not including
that. All
right,
then Steve McNair.
Steve McNair. And then I said, don't forget, Randy Moss played for the Titans.
He caught six passes for 80 yards there. That's not.
This doesn't matter.
He's not the best player. He might be the best. He's not the best Titan ever. And that's what I hear when you say that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of joking about that part. That's like saying Gronkowski is one of the greatest offensive players in Tampa Bay Buccaneers history. It's like, okay, that's a little bit aggressive. You don't have to go that far with it. No, but I mean, like, the Titans, what has it been? They were in the Super Bowl.
99.
Yeah. And,
they moved there in, like, 97.
Yeah, I was been over 96. There almost 30 years in Tennessee. So I don't know. I don't have to include the Oilers in that conversation.
Did you know you were about to fire him up when you asked your simple question?
No.
That's no. No.
I don't ever do that on purpose. I don't want those problems.
Yeah, here's the problem.
Okay.
Here's the problem with the way the conversation went. Here's when he knew he was trying to start trouble. Is he asked a question. I said, well, I think you'd have to include the Oilers, wouldn't you? You would kind of have to. And he goes, I don't have to do anything. And as soon as he did that with his little attitude, I knew, that, oh, you just want to fight. That's all you want. Just I'll give you what you want. You want to fight? Let's fight. Let's do it.
Man, they've had some good running backs, haven't they? Good Lord.
Derrick Henry has to be in that conversation.
Eddie George. How about Chris Johnson?
Well, Eddie, hold on.
Very sleepy pick.
Eddie George is a crossover now, wasn't he? Didn't he play for both? The Oilers and
good question.
Or did he just play when they had the old Houston, when they were the Tennessee Oilers?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I only think of him as being a Titan, but you could be right about that.
Let's see when the Oilers
move. The timeline would match up. According to the socials, Bruce Matthews is the best.
Yeah, that's an Oiler mainly.
Yeah.
Cuz he played for like 40 years.
Jake's dad.
Yeah, well, I'm aware of who he is. I'm just saying.
I'm just telling the people listening, not talking to you in particular, just filling the folks in. That's all.
You should see these two on their computers, googling to get the latest.
This is what
this
is what
facts.
This is what dudes do, though. Like, isn't it? Like, if I was sitting here with Grant, I'd be doing the same thing.
They moved in '96 was their last year in Houston, and Eddie George won the '95 Heisman Trophy, I believe, right? So
now you've got Gordon googling.
So he would have played 1 year in Houston.
How about Albert Haynesworth? Man, Keith Bullock. Okay, got to move on.
I do need to remind you, we have Top 5 Tuesday coming up, so we do have to move on from this debate. But if you have one more factoid you want to throw out there, Mike, go for it.
No, he was just brought up Javon Curse, and I was like, well, that's a good call.
That's the freak,
that guy,
man.
That guy, I saw him at SEC Championship Fan Fest a couple years ago. It looks like he could still go. Like 100% looks like he could still go. Terrifying.
I feel like this debate will continue off air. But thank you, Dylan, for cutting their mics off before we went live back on air. So we do have Top 5 Tuesday coming up momentarily. Bo is in charge. It's going to be the top 5 adult cartoons. Before we get to that, ESPN and Fox, they did reach an agreement to allow fans to purchase ESPN's upcoming direct-to-consumer service and Fox One together in a bundled subscription package, and that's going to start October 2nd for $39.99 per month. Are you guys good with this?
Well, here's my thought. Because I'm curious, and I haven't read this part yet. I don't know if it's out there. Are they using the same platform? And what I mean is, like, the same technology.
Mm-hmm.
Because I use Fox's streaming, with Fox Sports streaming thing a lot, and it's clunky sometimes. It can be janky. And now ESPN's is not perfect these days either, but I think it's better. I love this because ESPN's was $29.99 off the rip. And so that's expensive to me for a direct-to-consumer thing. But now, if you can tell me I can get both for $40, I'm still not overly happy with the pricing. Yeah, but I think as a consumer, if I was doing – now, I still have a cable provider for because I want to get Fox Sports, ESPN, and FanDuel and such, all just already lumped in there. But I think this is probably a good thing because, it, to me, I think it's going to cheapen the price and you might get the better technology out of it.
I got to tell you, I have seen this same song and dance so many times with these streaming platforms. It's a $10 discount. Like Fox One is $20, ESPN's $30. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay $40 to get them together. And here's what's going to happen. 12 months from now, they're going to announce a price hike. And it's going to go up to $44.99.
Yeah.
And then, 12 months after that, it's going to be another price hike. And that's just what they do. I subscribed to YouTube TV when it was $35 a month. Mm-hmm. And then it was $50. And then it was $65. And then it was $80. And it's like, dude, I can't go up any further. And finally, they got to my point where I canceled it and moved on. And I had to. And it's just always – it's the same song and dance, man.
Just glad I don't live life like you, all negative.
Yeah.
Right. Bo, are you ready to take over for Top 5 Tuesday?
Yeah, it'll be a positive Top 5 Tuesday. I'm like Mr. Negativity over here. Right. Let's go, Dallon. That's right, little Baron Burton's W sauce. I put some on that London broil that I made on Sunday. That's, I just basically cooked it like a big piece of steak, and I let it sit in the W sauce from Baron Burton's for probably like 3 hours, man. It was perfect. Do a little – that. There's a little bit of a steak rub I have from Meat Church. Man, it was awesome. All right. Don't forget my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager. I wanted to do a top five list that maybe people would argue with me about. And so I thought about French fries. I thought about high school, the best high school football program in the history of the state of Georgia. But we kind of know that's Valdosta, and Buford's on the way to claiming the number two spot completely if they're not already got it. Their new stadium opens Thursday, by the way.
Dang.
How did we get here?
You ever look around and you go, what's my life?
What?
Like, how did we get here? I thought we were doing adult.
I'm letting you know how I came to this thing. Right, I even thought about doing my favorite Netflix shows of all time.
There you go.
Which led me to this. Top five animated shows, adult animation shows of all time. Now, there are going to be shows that you think might not be adult, but they are after reviewing them. And so I want to go ahead and get the honorable mentions out of the way. I have three. At eight, which would be the third, would be Squidbillies, which is my show, obviously, about me. Not really, but it's the redneck octopi. I was named after it. There's a show called Big Mouth. Have you heard of this show?
Yes.
It's on Netflix.
That is dirty.
It is so dirty. Nick Kroll does it, but I'm telling you, it is hilarious. One of the fun. Have you watched it, clearly?
Oh, I've watched it,
It's
yeah.
great. It's over. Good. It just finished. I don't know if you finished it. Mm-mm. The last season came out. It's phenomenal. And then there's a show called Archer on FX. Have you ever seen Archer? It's kind of like a spy.
I've seen that.
The show is phenomenal. Again, adult. But now let's get to the meat and potatoes of the list. Dylan?
Number five.
This show came out in the mid-90s, I believe. It was Mike Judge's kind of breakthrough. A little Beavis and Butthead.
Come out with your pants down. I am Gordon Holio. I need TV for my bunghole. I want all your crappuccino.
I'm not sure any of that's rated for radio.
Oh,
really?
My goodness.
TV? Am I Gordon Holio?
So much trouble watching this show.
It was the bung part
so,
that got me.
Let me tell you something. We didn't have cable when I was in the mid-90s, and so I would go stay at my grandparents'. And we would go stay there for like a week or two during the summer. And they had cable. So I would get on MTV, and I would watch Beavis and Butthead. And when my grandmother finally told my mom, she's like, yeah, he watches this show. It's really hard. It's okay. Beavis and something. My mom's like, what? No. I definitely got in trouble for watching Beavis and Butthead behind my parents back at my grandparents.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed every bit of it. And it actually bred another show. Another show on my list came from Beavis and Butthead. Dylan, next one.
Number four.
Believe this is happening to me.
This show is absolutely – go ahead, Dylan.
believe this is happening to me. I can never go back to school again.
Oh, yes, Meg. Yes, yes, yes. Everything was going swimmingly for you until this. Yes, yes. This is the thing that will ruin your reputation. Not your years of grotesque appearance or awkward social graces or that Felix Ungerish way you clear your sinuses. No, no, no. It's this. Do you hear yourself talk? I might kill you tonight.
Oh, man. Dude, I can't believe this is number four.
Yeah, number four, Family Guy. Absolutely phenomenal. Seth MacFarlane.
Absolutely be my number one.
This show has also bred other shows. Obviously, the Cleveland Show.
Right.
But the show is absolutely hilarious. I think it's still going today.
So good, dude. Such a good show.
I haven't gotten to watch it in a while, but just absolutely phenomenal. Dylan, you can do the next one and play it just like you did that one.
Number three.
The Simpsons. They have predicted, I think, pretty much every major historical event in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show's been on forever, early 90s. Again, watched it as a kid. And it was always one of those things where I could tell my parents didn't want me to watch it necessarily, but they were enough okay with it because it was clean enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just edgy enough and just clean enough to get away with it. I had to include The Simpsons. There's no way it couldn't be on here. You know? So it obviously made the list. Dylan, number two.
Number two.
Now you listen to me, mister. I work for a living. And I mean real work, not writing down gobbledygook. I provide the people of this community with propane and propane accessories.
One of the most American animated characters of all time, Hank Hill, King of the Hill. It is obviously back again. They have grown up. King of the Hill was phenomenal. I mean, it was. It's so funny because I think so many people probably our age probably watch that and are like, that could be like a version of my dad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For how you know, and Hank Hill, like, there's an episode where Peggy Hill, his wife, gets mad at him because he won't lie for her.
Yeah.
And he's like, it just feels wrong. It's so good. Absolutely phenomenal. And then my all-time favorite.
There can only be number one.
Adult animated show. The show that has never been afraid. They will make fun of anyone, anywhere, anytime at number one.
Number one.
Yes, officer?
Conductor, 40 miles an hour back there. Do you know what the speed limit is, y'all?
Well, according to that sign right there, it's 40 miles an hour.
Step out of the car, please, sir.
Wait a second. Aren't you Stan's little friend?
Sir, step out of the car, please.
Yeah, you're the one who always plugs up the toilet at our house.
I am a cop, and you will respect my authority.
If you don't know what that is, that's Eric Cartman from South Park. South Park is my number one animated show of all time. It has been going since the late 90s. I remember the first time my buddy comes over and he's like, hey, your parents sleep? I'm like, yeah. So we came over, and when my parents went to sleep,
yeah,
put this tape in, and we watched it. It was South Park. It was like 97, I think.
Yeah.
And it was the Cartman anal probe episode, the very,
very first
episode.
One.
And I was like, what is this? And it just was so different from anything. Unbelievably good. South Park, they've done movies, everything. It just was the fact that they were never afraid to make fun of anything, they would always handle at one point these social topics. So I haven't watched it. I don't think a new season out. I've not touched it yet. I just haven't had time. Excited to watch it. I don't know what I haven't seen any previews on it. But yeah,
I'm curious, and I do want to hear people on the wake up call in and talk about your list. I'm also curious how many people were not allowed to watch these shows as children.
Yeah,
like depending on how old you were. I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Well, and that's why I put it, I love the fact that you mentioned that. That's why I said I think some of us are going to hear a few of these and say that's not adult animated shows, but they really are.
They really are.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I was not allowed to watch Simpsons or South Park when I was young, depending on, you know, but South Park came along obviously a little bit later and I started becoming of age.
Yeah.
In that. So I'm curious. I'm curious if there's something in the wake-up call where somebody will call in and say, I just wasn't allowed to do this when I was a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, I think my mom was about to ban South Park until she realized how funny it was and watched it with
right.
us.
Yep.
So
there you go.
Call in. I mean, I have no complaints on your list right now, Bo. I'm going to think about it a little bit, maybe Google some stuff. But call in. Wake-up call
happens.
Is next, 404-726-0929. You can jump on the show with us. Do you have any questions going into this joint practice today in the next preseason game? And also, of course, what did Bo miss on his top five Tuesday?
Nothing.
Call in with your complaints. I mean, it is a very good list. 404-726-0929. You can check it out also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The Wake Up Call is next, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You will respect my authority.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.